Online dating, the way to find Mr. or Mrs. Right? In autumn 1965, Peter Lake filled out a survey that changed the course of his life. He signed up to Operation Match, a computer dating service. It was such a good deal, you couldn't turn it down, Lake says. For $3, they would guarantee to match you with at least 3 compatible people, or they would give you your money back. But there was more to Lake's decision than the fact it made good economic sense. Although he had met lots of girls during his first semester at college, he just hadn't clicked with any of them. He mailed the survey back and was matched with a dozen women. With the exception of one who lived too far away, he met all of them. The 11th was a student at Wellesley College. She and I talked on the phone, and then we met for coffee, and I just fell in love with her right there and then. We started dating immediately and married a year later. Computer dating was simple way back then. Fast forward almost 50 years, and the dating industry has graduated from paper-based surveys directed at lonely students to become a multi-billion dollar global industry, generating income from both subscriptions and advertising. While many dating sites allow their subscribers to freely roam through lists of potential mates, niche services promise to match you with that special someone. The punch card technology that united Peter Lake with his future wife has been replaced by patented online personality tests devised by psychologists and anthropologists. One site, for example, uses a questionnaire with more than 400 items, cut back to 100 if you're using the mobile app, supposedly designed to match clients with the man or woman of their dreams. But can they? Specialized matching services claim that their products are backed up by rigorous research into the characteristics of couples in committed, long-term relationships, and that they have managed to identify the shared personality characteristics and values that best predict successful matches. Not everyone is sold on the science, however. In a recent issue of a major psychology journal, psychologists sought to pour cold water on the scientific claims made by these companies. They were especially critical of the fact that none of these matching services has ever subjected their secret algorithms, the calculations designed to match couples, to any kind of objective analysis or independent scrutiny. In fact, a selection bias, a statistical bias that occurs when a sample population is different from the norm, may be at work. People using matching sites are, after all, different from the average Joe or Jill. For starters, they're likely to have a higher disposable income and, given that they sit through a 400-question survey, more highly motivated than the average dater. The claimed success of matching services may have more to do with narrowing the pool of eligible daters than psychological tests or computer science. Associate Professor of Psychology Paul Eastwick says that another problem is that the matching sites claim to do much more than weed out Mr. or Ms. Wrong. They promise to find you someone who is especially compatible with you, your soulmate. That's a very different promise that they cannot fulfill, says Eastwick. He argues, for example, that there may be a placebo effect at work. Just as placebos work because of the aura of authority around the person prescribing the drug, rather than its inherent medicinal value, So online matching services may work because the couple believe their compatibility has been validated by relationship experts using complex computer science. But how far can the digital cupids guarantee that couples will live happily ever after? Peter Lake and his wife, two of computer matching's first success stories, divorced after 11 years of marriage. Lake has returned to computer dating, but the barrier to finding true love has turned out to be more geographical than technological. "I met a really nice dentist, but she lived too far away," says Lake. "Eventually, I realised, unless they live down the street, I'm really not interested." He has abandoned algorithm-assisted online dating in favour of online chat rooms and forums. "Now, if I want to meet somebody, I just go online, find them, and chat them up." Matching software, it seems, is no match for a good chat-up line.